From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The American Farm Bureau Federation led a coalition of groups in filing a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management. Chad Smith has more.
A total of 12 groups sued the Bureau of Land Management, saying the new public lands rule threatens the future of ranching in the U.S. by destabilizing a longtime tradition of grazing on federal lands. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for AFBF, talks about the issues with the BLM rule.
I'd highlight two issues. The first is the rule elevates conservation or non-use of public lands as an appropriate use for leasing. That is a huge issue for us because the Taylor Grazing Act and FLTMA require BLM to have many uses available. And conservation or non-use is not one of those. So now we could be competing with ENGOs over leases. The second is it elevates something called an ACEC to the point where basically you could have ENGOs that are able to indefinitely take land offline.
Cushman says the new BLM rule violates government policy already in place.
The key argument is that this rule violates FLTMA, otherwise known as the Federal Land Policy Management Act. FLTMA requires BLM to manage lands under the multiple use methodology, and this new rule does not do that.
He says the legal process is just getting underway.
So we are at the very beginning of our lawsuit. We just filed the complaint, which lays out our claims and causes of action for the case. Next, the government will respond. And after their response, we will brief the case for the judge to hear the arguments of both sides, followed by a decision. That process can take anywhere between 9 and 18 months to complete.
For more information, go to fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
Kansas Farm Bureau listening posts, happening near you. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Kansas Farm Bureau's listening posts are being scheduled. These meetings are part of KFB's year-long policy process where members can review and provide input on tentative resolutions. These resolutions are voted on by members at KFB's annual meeting in December. The Girard Post will be August 27th. The Clay Center Post is on September 5th, and the Topeka Post is on September 23rd. RSVP to your county coordinator or field services manager by September 19th. The Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence is a new recognition program launched by American Farm Bureau Federation with the support from Farm Credit. AFBF and Farm Credit will recognize one individual who has served or is currently serving in the U.S. military and is actively involved in agriculture and their community. Veterans or service members may apply or be nominated for the award online through August 30th. Farm Bureau membership is not required to apply for the award. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Hey farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors, and if you find yourself in a crisis, remember there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
It's been 20 years since I exhibited at the county fair, but I still cherish the memories and lessons of that time. My most vivid memories are some of the less than magical ones, when I embarrassed myself, wasn't prepared, or wasn't as good as I thought. It felt like such a big deal at the time, but as an adult, I see the bigger value of why the fair is a great place to fail. Exhibiting is voluntary, it gives you a reason to learn a new skill or create something, and exhibits are a reflection of the preparation and work put in by an exhibitor. The only thing to lose is a bit of pride if you fall short of your own expectations. It's never fun to fail at something, but being at the fair softens the blow. It's a lot easier to bounce back from disappointment when carnival rides and fair food are waiting just down the midway and your friends are calling your name. The fair gives kids a reason to learn, an incentive to work hard, and a small dose of reality about the skills they'll need to be successful in life. If you find yourself at the county fair, I hope you check out the youth exhibits, take in a round of showmanship, walk through the animal barns, and don't forget to really look around at you for the kids who are failing and having fun doing it.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.